Seminole Sports Source comes another original live content production. Trench Talk with Devontae Love Taylor. You bring the live rounds, he'll bring the pancakes. And now, number 58 in your programs, the number one in your hearts, here's the man of the next half hour, Devontae Love Taylor. There he is. It's Devontae Love Taylor, y'all. It is Trench Talk. It starts right now here on War Chant TV. Devontae, how are you, man? Thanks for joining us, man. I really do appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me.
You know, our Saturday was a bit of a bummer. I imagine your Saturday was as well. What was Sunday like for you and your teammates?
It was rough. You know, it was still feeling what we felt from Saturday, just a down one. But, you know, we got to respond. We got to get ready to go for next week. We got to remember how it felt and keep climbing.
Are you excited to get back to practice tomorrow morning?
Yeah, very excited. You know, that days like tomorrow what define teams. You know, it's either going to make us or break us.
That's right. Florida State opens up with ACC play against Wake Forest. We were going to try to make this Trench Talk a very trenchy talk. We were trying to get a little X's and O's chalk talk stuff, but I weren't able to work that out. So I want to have a little bit of fun here. They're graded. Devontae's graded by his coaching staff. All the players are graded by their coaches. A Pro Football Focus also does grades, Devontae. So before we start, can you let us know who graded out the best on the offense for you guys, or how does it work when it comes to grades? Is it just simply you only know what your segment did, or is there like a sheet of everybody on the offense?
So we only know like what our individual grade is, like percentage wise, but we see like all the marks and we watch that together, like all the like negatives and positives.
Okay. All right. Who would you think graded out the best on offense overall? Like any player on the offense, who would you think graded out the highest?
I got to go with either Darius or Dylan.
Overall, like not just offensive line. You're talking like
overall.
Any,
overall.
Okay, overall. All right. So you don't think you're the highest grade offensive lineman?
I do not.
Wow. Look at that. You know, I mean, we're warchant.com. We're the ultimate Seminole sports source. You're part of us now, man. We got you on this NIL thing. We don't fool around with second best, Devontae. We go after the cream of the de la creme. You are the number one rated offensive lineman from Saturday's game. I hope you can see some of these numbers. I know they're a little bit small. I'm trying to make them as big as I possibly can. They got you playing 79 snaps, 42 pass blocking, 37 run blocking, grading you out at 64 overall as an offensive player. Does that sound about what Alex Atkins had you graded out at, or are they way off?
Yeah, it was close. Depending based on their grading scale, you know, it's always going to be more accurate coming from the coaches because they understand the scheme and what our exact job was on that play. And I'm not sure if PFF does. Like, I'm not sure if they know, like, the schemes and all that stuff. So it's hard to tell.
Well, you're really hard on yourself there, putting yourself third best maybe, but they graded you out above – Dylan and Darius. Bavion second graded out again, according to them. You guys out there every single snap, man, shout out to you being able to kind of go that long. I'll pull it back a little bit so maybe we can show you a little bit more of the breakdown. They had you at 86.4 pass blocking, Devontae. 86.4, that's like all American level. Let's go, man.
Appreciate it.
And so I mean, would you say you probably pass blocked a little bit better than run blocking on Saturday night?
Inside, yeah. I think outside I could have did a lot better. When I moved out to tackle, I could have did a lot better in the pass blocking game.
All right. So, yeah, they got you 86.4 pass pro, 55.9 on the run block, 64.1 overall. They also break down the run blocking based on, like, gap running and then zone running, I guess. I don't know how, you know, down into the details you got. At least I think I'll try to pull up here on the screen so you can maybe it'll make more sense to you. But I was looking at them, like, I guess, because they got two levels. It says – like gap and then a zone. So I don't know. We'll go to the run blocking right now. I'll show what I'm talking about here. So yeah, they got like here it says zone and then gap. So
okay.
So I don't know. I guess maybe they give you different responsibilities based on the type of run play you're running, but nonetheless, Bavion's a little bit higher on that one because it's a run blocking stat, but you were number one. So give yourself a pat on the back, although coach probably doesn't want you to take a pat on the back after running the team because there's no moral victories at Florida State University. With that, How are you feeling though, physically, man? I know you had off season, you know, you had an injury last season and you built yourself back up and you've been able to play pretty much every single snap. Do you feel that much more in game shape and ready now that you got two games?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, the more we go on, the better I feel. You know, I'm just getting better as it goes and getting back used to it.
And for you, I mean, I know you're going to say, hey, you're a good soldier, man. Wherever they tell you to play, you're going to play it. But how difficult is it to transition from playing tackle to guard in the middle of a game when it's so competitive like that?
You know, I think we do a good job practicing it. You know, I'm never just playing one position in practice. So I wouldn't say it's as difficult as most people think. You know, it's just a normal day.
All right. It's another day at the office. Look at it. He just takes everything in stride, man. We need more of those guys in that locker room. Hopefully they'll be coming here in mass. With that said, let's go over to the warchant.com tribal council. We'll take our first question. This comes from our guy, Ralph, in Hawaii. Devontae, aloha. How's it? I know this weekend did not go as planned. Just wanted to drop you a note encouraging the team to keep their heads up and stay in the fight. Still a lot to play for. With you till the end, Ralph.
We appreciate it.
Man, there you go. There's old Ralph. Let's go to Candy for Knowles. She says, hi, Devontae. I know this was a rough week, and we appreciate your time today. While a battle may have been lost, there's a lot of season left, and you guys can still win the war. Look at that. Who besides yourself are some of the leaders in the locker room that can help these younger players process this and renew their focus for this next game coming up? Thanks, and go Knowles.
You know, we have a lot of leaders in the locker room now, especially, you know, you got guys like Kier, Bavion, Jermaine, McKenzie, Jordan, AP, Keyshawn, Jayshawn. You know, we're a lot older team. You know, I feel like we don't really have any middle guys. We either got veterans or young guys. So it's like it's equal amount. And a lot of guys have been to a lot of different places. So they've been in situations like this and they know how to overcome situations like this.
Gotcha. Should have asked you this before we got on air. Jimmy Ryan says, can we ask about Dante Lucas? We're not going to get involved into what happened with Dante, but he's no longer with the team, but just you being a teammate of his or whatever. I assume you hope for the best for him moving forward. Oh,
of course. That's my guy. You know, there a lot of things are bigger than football, and you know, that's going to be my brother until it's all said and done. You know, football or not, that's still my guy.
How about S? Thanks for taking that, Devontae. Appreciate it, man. STS 086. This team is clearly better than last year, despite the wins and losses right now. How do you put the frustration, distractions aside and focus on the task at hand?
You know, at the end of the day, you got to keep the main thing the main thing. We got to look at what we did well and improve on that and look at what we did wrong and fix it. You know, we know what we can do and what we do, what we put on film sometimes, that's not our best at all. And we know what we're capable of when we're at our best, and we just got to find a way to do that every play.
Right on. Yeah, that's what Coach Dillingham was talking about. The 30-something percent of your guys' plays, all 11 of you guys did your job. But in those 33% or whatever percentage it was, like, you guys were averaging almost 9 yards per play. So it's there, and you guys are all capable. It's just a matter of everybody getting on the same page every single snap. So onward and upward. Carol says, this is your first away game of the season, so what will you do to prepare for Wake Forest? Anything different, of course, than it simply being out of town?
You know, I would do film study like we do every week. I'm not sure how much the schedule changes. I think we just, instead of getting off time on Friday, we travel, and we'll probably do meetings a little later since we're on the road. You know, nothing too crazy.
How are away games for you, man? Some guys, you know, love the comfort of their own bed and being at their house. Although I know you guys stay in a hotel even when you're having home games, but are away games sometimes good for the soul to kind of get away from everything?
It doesn't really matter to me because you're pretty much doing the same thing. You know, when you're at home, you're in the hotel with the team and you're going through meetings and hanging out with the guys. And then it's the same on the road. We're not really out on the town or anything on away games. You know, we're in the hotel the whole time.
Noel 1996, let's keep the faith. How's the locker room? Hopefully we're still keeping it together.
You know, we're staying strong with each other. You know, sometimes things happen like Saturday, but that's when you got to decide. You either got to grow closer together or drift apart, and we're going to grow closer together. You know, we can't let that ruin the rest of our season.
Right on. Let's bounce back here to warchant.com. I'm going to skip over this question from Roll Knowles, who, by the way, has been a member since 2002, Devontae. He might be older than you are, just in terms of a subscription. But he says, you know, what do we got to do to get this offensive line getting their act together? Hey, man, I'm an amateur. I don't want to pretend like I'm a professional. I thought you guys did pretty good. I thought our quarterback had a lot of time. I thought our running backs had quite a few amount of holes to run through here. I just want you to know that some of us think that you guys are doing a pretty good job. I mean, how do you guys feel that you're doing as a unit right now?
We feel like we got to improve, to be honest. You know, it doesn't matter what we did last week. We got to do better than what we did the week before. Even if we went out and we all had 90% grades last week, we got to go and have 95 this week, you know, because we got to get better each game.
We're gonna try to redeem ourselves here, Devontae. I'm going to try to redeem myself here. We're going to go to our guy out in Kentucky, Dave. He thinks I snubbed you last time, but he wants to know whether or not you do, you know, I guess, football analogies and metaphors when you're talking to people. He tells his wife when he loads a dishwasher, he does like 80% of the dishes. He's like, I got you to third and manageable. So do you talk to your professors and say, like, you know, hey, I know you wanted a long paper. I went for two and tried to research a difficult topic. I should have just gone for a simple point after attempt. I hope you don't hold it against me. It's our guy, Dave. He's quirky with Devontae.
No, I do not, especially with professors, because, you know, you don't always want professors to know you're an athlete.
Come on. They don't know. Like, I mean, you walking in, they don't.
So sometimes, you know, sometimes they just don't know. They just might think you're a large human, to be honest. But, you know, you don't want them to be biased either way. You know, some of them may not like athletes. Some of them may like you a lot. So, you know, you always want to keep it fair.
But, like, you don't wear team-issued gear all the time. I would be in sweats all the time if I were you, man. I'd be living.
To be honest, I have not had a class on campus since I've been to FSU.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, when I got here in January 2020, my degree was online.
Okay.
And then when COVID hit, there were no classes in person last fall. And then I'm in an online program right now.
I was about to say, like, the parking around the stadium is a lot better than it used to be. I don't know if maybe a lot of the folks that, you know, had classes around there now are taking them online, but I don't really complain. Let's see here. All right. STS Noel 86. We'll go back to him. That was McKenzie's first start commanding the offense. How big of a difference is it for the offense? And is there a learning curve when there's a quarterback change that's being made?
No, there's not really a learning curve because we all speak the same language. You know, we all use the same terminology, the same codes, the same, we run the same plays. So it's not, sometimes it doesn't matter who's back there. You know, you still got to do your job at the end of the day. You know, at the end of the day, our job is to protect the quarterback no matter who it is.
Daryl wants to know what you guys can do to cut down on penalties.
We just got to focus on the details, you know, keeping our hands inside, me in particular, keeping my hands inside, not getting lax, not extending when the quarterback gets outside the pocket and stuff like that.
Gator Kirk says, thank you for giving your time to the Noel Nation. Has the team had a players-only meeting, if you could tell us? Good luck this week. Go, Noles. Players, that's usually not a good sign when there's a players-only meeting. Has there been a players-only meeting?
We've had a few here and there. Okay. You know, because we always want to talk about what's going on with the team without the coaches around, just so – because at the end of the day, we're the ones on the field on Saturday.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys that are being dependent on Devontae that have transferred in. You've transferred in, but there seems to be a genuine appreciation and a love for this school. Is there that sort of feeling that everybody's like, man, like, we want to get this thing right, we want to get this thing fixed, even when your leadership is guys that maybe haven't been on campus all that long?
Yeah, for sure, because at the end of the day, we're wearing this logo like so many great people have before us, and, you know, it means a lot to wear it. And, you know, when we're not winning, the logo doesn't look good, and at the end of the day, we want it to look as good as possible. So,
no doubt. Jaron Williams, how can the offense be explosive like we were against Notre Dame?
You know, it starts up front. We just got to continue improving and doing what we need to do to make the rest of the offense go.
All right. Michael Carpenter here. I think this is a pretty good question. I know everybody's upset and mad. It's easy to be. These social media pages have been on fire. How are the players doing from your vantage point? I'm going to assume you guys ignore social media.
Yeah, so the thing with social media with us, you know, that's what comes with being a football player at Florida State. You know, a lot of the people that are saying stuff on Twitter, they would trade places with us in a heartbeat. And a lot of them wouldn't be able to take this pressure or be able to take the things that are said about you from people who, if they saw you walking on the street, would probably ask for a picture or ask for an autograph. So it just comes with it. You know, you got to handle yourself like a professional at the end of the day. You know, you can't go back and forth with fans on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. You know, you just got to take it to the chin.
Kevin Durant does, Devontae. Kevin Durant gets in there and he's like, what'd you say about me?
Well, when you're the best player on the planet, I guess you can do that. But, you know,
yeah,
you got to take it to the chin because, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of these fans, when we win, they're going to be praising us, saying they knew that it was going to be like this all along. But, you know, when we're down, they just want to say, oh, I knew that it was this and that. But it comes with it.
Listen, Devontae, I got to do this, man. Guys, we're on. We're talking about social media. Brady Scott, your guy, 59 in our programs, proposed to his girlfriend after the game. And the folks at Barstool Sports, which are, I guess, supposed to be friends of his, he's a Barstool athlete, did not think it was a very good wedding proposal. He then uses the power of social media and takes those words, takes that negativity and says, here's our registry, everybody. Also, if you search my fiance's name on Amazon, a registry should pop up there as well. Where did he ever get an amazing idea like that from? This is amazing. What a well.
no comment. But first of all, I'm so happy for Brady and his fiance. You know, I've hung out with them. They're perfect together, and I'm excited to see their future together. I hope I get a wedding invite because I feel like it's going to be way more of an interesting wedding now. And yeah, I'm really excited for them. I'm really happy for him. You know, he's a great guy. He's a great teammate. He's a great friend, and I'm happy for the both of them.
Did you know this was coming? Did he let you guys know on the team that he was going to do it, or was this total hush?
Yeah, we knew. I've seen I saw the ring a while ago, you know, and yeah, I'm happy for him.
I've heard – I didn't see it, but I heard the ring was like top-notch, top-notch, man. So shout-out Brady, man. Way to be. Way to be, Brady. Let me pull up a question here on YouTube before I bounce back to warchant.com here. Let's see here. Are you guys allowed to bring your gaming programs, your gaming systems with you on the road, like your Xbox and all that kind of stuff?
I'm not sure. I don't really have a game system, so I wouldn't know. I usually just bring my iPad to like watch film or like live stream my little brother's games on Friday nights. But I mean, if that's how people relax, I don't know, to be honest.
So, you know, I hear about the amount of film you guys have to watch, and high school coaches will tell their players how important it is to watch film. Like, when did you start actually – I know you watched film for so long, but know how to watch film, right? There's looking at it, and there's, like, watching it and knowing what to pull from it. Like, what was there a moment for you as a young man where you're like, all right, like, I understand film study is important, but now I'm able to really kind of see what I need to see so I can take it to the field?
Well, in high school, I would watch film, but I wasn't all the way understanding it. I probably didn't really understand how until I want to say my second or third year at FIU. We had a quarterback named James Morgan who he got drafted by the Jets, but he was a great quarterback. He plays for the Panthers now, and he kind of taught us how to watch film, but like unintentionally. And from then on, it just went. Learning from your coach, and then Coach Atkins did a great job of showing us how to evaluate individual players and then evaluate defenses. And it grows, you know, it's like reading a book. You know, the more you read, the more knowledgeable you be.
Right on. Here we go. JT O'Toole says the offensive line has improved. I see the difference. Keep climbing. We have to give you guys credit. So
we appreciate it.
People see that. Panama Jack says, I was part of a 1-9 team that eventually won the 94 6A state title against Miami Southridge the following year. Keep climbing, keep the faith.
So, trust the process.
there you go, for sure, man. For sure. Here's a good question I like. This comes from Seminole Sean over on warchant.com's tribal council. Thank you for being a Seminole, Devontae. He says, I do believe we're going to get better and you are going to play a huge part in that. Two related questions. First, what is your favorite amenity that Florida State currently offers its student athletes?
Probably the Powerade and water machines. You know, you can just get as many drinks as you want. But I don't think there's not really an amenity that I wish we had. You know, I came from a smaller program where we didn't even have, like, working water fountains sometimes. So everything we have now is kind of like a luxury to me. So I'm just enjoying all that.
So, like, Auburn's got a flight simulator. Alabama's got, you know, a barber shop. Clemson's got a slide. Like, you don't need any of that stuff. That wouldn't be cool.
I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of that stuff's to attract recruits, because once you get there, I doubt any Auburn players are excited to go to the flight simulator. But you never know.
All right, man. That's fair. That's definitely fair. This is our guy Jay from Daytona. Jay Blast 407. What's the team's goal heading into conference play?
You know, we have the same goal throughout the season, and that's to get 1% better every day. Learn from our previous mistakes and just get better every day.
Is there a feeling like is there a new season almost as we go to conference play? Like, does that kind of – it doesn't erase what happened in the past, but does it kind of give you guys a fresh slate to start from?
I won't say a fresh slate because, you know, like you said, we do have to learn from the past, and we do know what we've done wrong previously and that we have to fix it going into conference play.
Right on. All right. How about Carroll's back? What are your thoughts on Jermaine Johnson? Is he as intense off the field as he is on the field?
You know, off the field, he's a real cool dude, really relaxed, you know, which most players are. There's not really anybody who's really intense off the field. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when you get, I don't know how to explain it, you know, because I'm more of a calm guy off the field, but on the field, I feel like I'm a different person. You know, you have a different mindset, but off the field, he's a real cool, calm guy.
All right. We got some questions that come over via email. People still email Devontae. That's a cool thing. Email, you know, that goes. This comes from our guy Lawrence over in Fort Walton Beach. What was practice like Sunday? Do you guys talk a lot about mistakes from the game, or do you just try to move ahead quickly to the next?
Well, Sunday for us, all it is corrections. You know, you run over the plays you missed on the night before so that it doesn't happen again.
Tim in Miami, we talked a little about away game, but like, yeah, can you give us a look at what it's like when you guys go on an away game? He asked, with it being the first one, what is it like? Are you in meetings the whole time? Is there a movie that you guys watch Friday night? How does that all kind of work?
So you just get on the plane, you know, once you get off the plane, you get on a bus, you go to the hotel, you get in a stretch.
Off the plane, do you have a whole row to yourself, or like, is there somebody sitting next to you in your row? How does it work?
I'm not sure how it would be this year, but usually, like, even at my previous school, the O lineman and D lineman that play more snaps, you're usually in an exit row with one other person, so you have a seat in between you.
Nice. Okay.
But most of the skill guys, I think they're three to a seat.
Are you guys get snacks on the plane, or is it just get on the plane and then
we get snacks and stuff, you know, and on the plane, it's more relaxed. You know, you can take naps and everything like that.
Are the coaches sitting in first class, or is everybody sitting in coach?
They sit at the front of the plane. There's not really a first class.
Okay. All right. Right on. Okay. So you guys fly there, you land, you get on a bus, and it takes you to the hotel, I guess? Or
yeah. And then we have like a team stretch at the hotel. Last year, if you had to get COVID tested, you would get COVID tested. I'm not sure how they're doing it this year. And then after the stretch, you have one team meeting. And then you have dinner, and then you go into your offense and defense briefings. And then you're free for the night. You know, you can get treatment. If somebody came to the game, you can hang out with them for a little bit. You can't leave the hotel, obviously. And then you have bed checks, and you get ready to go.
Is that because of COVID you can't leave the hotel, or is that just rules generally
speaking? You can't leave the hotel. I don't really know any teams that allow players to leave the hotel, to be honest.
Okay. Do you guys do like a walkthrough, like in the ballroom? Like, are you guys like in slips, like flip flops, like going through like just a slow walkthrough at all? Or is it?
I'm not sure how we're going to do it this year, but usually our walkthroughs are you're in tennis shoes and you're just locked in. It's not really a relaxed thing. It's more like a mental focus, intense situation.
All right. Have you ever been to Winston-Salem before?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
They have a hill behind one of their end zones that like people like to lay blankets out on and watch the game. And it's become a thing of Florida State fans to like congregate on that hill and take it over. So keep your eyes peeled. So like,
I will.
Hopefully they'll be flying a flag up there. Maybe Knowles 1996. Were there any gassers on Sunday, or do you expect those tomorrow?
We usually get our conditioning in on right before our lift on Sundays. And it just depends on the snaps you played. You know, if somebody played 100 snaps, they're not going to run as many gas as somebody who played 10.
So how often do you lift now that it's in season?
In season, 3 times a week.
Okay. Because do you go heavy at all, or is it pretty just?
It's moderate weight. You know, you want to maintain your strength, but you don't want to wear your muscles down too bad.
So you'll run one, like you'll do conditioning on a certain day, and then you'll go and wait and lift that same day.
It's not like super hard conditioning. It's to just keep your body moving.
Right on, right on. All right. Well, take some more. See, we got one over on warchant.com. I met this guy. He might even know our guy, Alex Mastromano. He played baseball in Australia for like 4 years, I think he said. But I just want to say that I believe in your leadership, Devontae Love Taylor, along with Mackenzie Milton and Jermaine Johnson. You guys can pull the team together and block out the negative feedback from Saturday. It is a long season, my friend. Keep climbing.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
So, yeah, man, just know there's some people that are upset, obviously, Devontae, but by and large, man, everybody really wants this thing to get turned around and everybody's in your guys' corner. So hopefully that helps out a little bit, man. I don't know if it does, but just know that they're here for you guys.
We appreciate it.
Let's see. Got another email comes in here from Thomas out in Georgia. I don't know exactly where in Georgia, but shout out, Thomas. Thanks for being here. What is Coach Norvell like after a loss? He seemed very down after the game the other night.
No, I wouldn't say down. He's very intense, you know. Because he knows what we're capable of, and he knows that the standard he holds us to. And like I said, he just knows what we can do. He's a very intense guy all the time, you know. He's very consistent in his energy, you know, win or lose. So it's hard to explain how he is, to be honest.
So, like, when he makes a post-game, like, talk to you guys, like, how do you guys, everybody's in the locker room? Like, I know some guys, like, go talk to their families. Some guys are out there proposing to their girlfriends. Like, how do you guys know, like, all right, now it's like, all right, coach, everybody's here. It's like, does somebody give him the cue, or how does that all
work? Yeah, he makes, when he walks in, you know, everybody gets to the front of the room. You stop what you're doing. You take a knee, and you give him your eyes, and he speaks.
I mean, I don't want you to tell us what he, I mean, I'd love for you to tell us what he said, but I know you're not going to. I'm not going to make you do that. But like, did you walk away from the message thinking that, like, you know, this, all right, like, I hear what you're saying, and you feel that maybe your teammates also did as well?
Yeah. Whenever he speaks, you know, he always delivers a great message, and it makes you think back on what you did to prepare and if you did do enough to prepare.
Right on. Let's, Gator Kirk asks, in the locker room, are the defensive players and offensive players in separate areas? Is there a curtain? Like, I know in the NFL, it's like you just think they throw this curtain up, and it's like defense, offense, and they're just getting chewed out at.
No. We when you come back in from halftime, you know, there's like an offensive board and a defensive board, but like just normally, like, no, my locker to my left, I have Dennis Briggs, and then ahead of me is Jarvis Brownlee. So it's not really, I don't know how it's organized. Oh, it's organized. We had a lead. What were they called? Accountability teams.
Okay.
In the spring. So they put us in that order. So they want everybody mixed up.
Do you keep stuff in your locker like all the time, or is your locker just for like game day? You'll keep stuff in there.
I keep stuff in there all the time.
You guys have like televisions? Like, what's your guys' locker?
No. We have iPads, but like nobody really uses them.
All right. Okay. I mean, that's pretty sweet, man. Do you guys, is there a rope still around the logo, or can you walk on the logo?
There is. You can't walk on the logo now.
Just making sure. S. Quinn 67 says, your versatility is quite amazing. Tackle or guard, stay strong.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's see here. Somebody asked about penalties. You already talked about penalties. Richie wants to know, in full honesty, we talked about this, but full honesty, Devontae, how is the morale of the team?
Like I said, we're just growing together, you know. No finger pointing. Everybody realizes what they have to do to get better, and we're going to grow together.
Right on. All right, man. We did it. We made it to the bottom of the hour, 6:30 here Eastern time on War Chant TV. Devontae Love Taylor, it is Trench Talk. We do these every Monday. We're going to do it again hopefully this next Monday, and we'll be in a lot better spirits hopefully. Devontae, we really appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everybody, for your questions. Do stay connected to warchant.com. Plenty of content over on the website. Hit that thumbs up button on your way out. We really would appreciate it. For Devontae, I'm Aslan. Thanks for watching, everybody. Go Noles.